Today we are going to talk about Nikolai Feshin. He was a Russian-American painter known for his portraits and works featuring Native Americans. Here is a quote from Feshin: "No one can teach you how to paint and how to draw except you yourself. You cannot learn how to paint by watching a well-trained master painting, until you yourself have learned how to paint with some understanding first. Only by the path of much practice and experience can mature results be reached." Nikolai Ivanovich Feshin, 1881-1955, and was born in Kazan, Russia. His father was a woodcarver and gilder, and the boy learned carving from him. By age 11, the boy was drawing designs for his father to use in the construction of altars. At the age of 13, he enrolled in the newly established Kazan Art School, a branch of the Imperial Academy of Arts in the capital of St. Petersburg. He was taught by the great Russian master, Ilya Repin. In both Western Europe and America, Feshin was greeted with instant acclaim. Among such distinguished contemporaries as Claude Monet, Pissarro, Gaston Latouche, Sisley, and John Sargent, he won his first prizes and medals. During the summer of 1904, he had an influential trip to Siberia, where he was fascinated by the landscape and native peoples. In 1909, Feshin graduated with the highest grade possible, and his final competitive canvas won him the Prix de Rome. The traveling scholarship allowed him to visit and study in the artistic capitals of Europe in 1909. The following year, he won a gold medal at the annual International Exhibition in Munich. Feshin was invited to show his work at an international exhibition at the Carnegie Institute in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in 1910. He began to sell his work in the United States that year. He became well known for his powerful portraits, which observers said seemed to radiate from the eyes of the subject. He returned from traveling, and resumed teaching at Kazan, where he taught for 10 years. He was a popular instructor. He had a less demanding style of lessons than the grueling exercises he had been forced to complete at the Imperial Academy. The social disruption and widespread deprivation after the Russian Revolution made life difficult, and Feshin's parents died of typhoid fever. During the Russian famine of 1921, he was rescued by the American Relief Administration. After immigrating with his family to New York in 1923 and working there for a few years, Feshin developed tuberculosis and moved west for a drier climate. Feshin traveled west in 1927, eventually settled with his family in Taos, New Mexico, which was developing as an art center. The Taos Mountains reminded him of the beauty he had seen in Siberia, and he soon painted with fervor. He felt particularly close to the Native Americans. Feshin had great affection for Taos and became a naturalized American citizen while living there. In 1928, he purchased an adobe house from a local doctor on land adjacent to the Lujan property. The sale included a separate building at the back of the lot that Feshin turned into a studio. Here he worked nearly every day for the greater part of the day. Over the next several years, Feshin completely remodeled and enlarged the original house. Feshin apparently did not realize that the move to America might be permanent, and often said that he intended to return to Russia one day when conditions improved. He turned his adobe with the feeling of home in Russia by carving furniture and sculpting decorative motifs in the woodwork and blending Russian design elements such as triptych windows and intricately carved doors with traditional southwestern adobe construction.